everybody, and welcome to the Rigid Roosters podcast. That's right, we are your hot stepsister's favorite podcast to listen to while she's stuck in the dryer. I'm your host, Cody, and guys, you might notice that my co-host isn't here right now, and that's because it's hard to talk about. She left. She did. She took everything but my laptop, my microphone, and one dog. And she threw the dog at me, beat the shit out of both of us, kicked the dog, told us what pieces of shit we both were, and then she left. Either that, or she's sick and has her pretty ass in bed so that she can get feeling better. And I'm taking this one over by myself. So one of those two is true. I promise you one of them is true. Tell you what, this is your life. I'm just in it. So we're going to go with what you decide is true. Isn't that fun? I like kind of putting this in your hands, leaving you in control. Today we have an awesome episode for you. I talked with Heather a lot about this one. I think it's going to be a lot of fun and it's going to get spicy. We are going to talk about kink today. Kink. It's going to get kinky in here. First, before we do that, though, let's do our check-in. So last week, I checked in with you. I'm stuck at work. I'm still stuck at work. It fucking sucks. I worked a couple days over the weekend or in the interim between last episode and this one. And that was pretty nice. But then, you know, just being stuck and driving, doing shit work and stuff like that, it's kind of sucked, especially when that paycheck hits and it is not what you hope it would be. That's stressful. It really fucking is. I've been very, very fucking stressed out for about the past 3 days. But things will get better. For sure, they will get better. I've got a couple things in the works. Hopefully one of those things lines out. I'm less stressed. I'm actually looking at this as maybe, you know, my sign to kind of get out of what I have been doing. I hate to do that though, because I've spent the last 13 years now building a career in doing exactly this, and I don't know anything else. So it's scary. It's fucking terrifying. But at the same time, it's kind of giving me hope. Like maybe I can find something where I can be close to home, where I can be home more often, where I can make it to all of the kids' sporting event stuff, where I can make it to all of their school stuff, where I can make it to everything. That would be awesome. That's the goal. So that's kind of what I'm working towards now. So we will see what happens. Y'all keep your fingers, toes, eyes, legs, arms crossed all at the same time. If you uncross them, I'm going to be pissed. Okay. I really am. I'm going to be pissed and I'm going to be disappointed. So, try not to let me down. Okay. So let's get into it. Let's get into the spicier side of life. What is kink? Kink is defined as a sexual desire or practice regarded as unusual or unconventional. Now, I want to address that real quick. Okay. You guys know that I believe that normal is a made up word that is used to try to keep us all in a little box, right? I don't like that. I don't like being normal. If you have seen me, if you have met me, if you have talked to me, you know that I am all about being unconventional. I am all about being unnormal. I want to be a, what do they call it? A walking mystery mag something. I will think of the word after I record this podcast and I'm going to be pissed that I didn't think about it while I was recording. But anyways, an enigma wrapped in a mystery. That's what I want to be. Enigma. What was I thinking? Magma. That's lava. That's not good. Anyways, weird is good to me, right? Weird doesn't exist, but weird is good, right? We all like what we like, and that is what we should be focusing on as long as we're happy. That's it, right? So your kinks are your sexual desires that might be what others would consider weird, what others would consider not normal. I definitely have a few of them that people are not used to seeing, that would be regarded to by a lot of people as definitely weird. But hey, you know, I'm into it. So the big thing off the top here is, as long as you're not hurting anybody, as long as everyone involved is an adult and everything is consensual, then you're good. Kink away, right? We don't kink shame around here. We don't yuck anybody's yum, okay? But kink in the lifestyle is kind of under the broad umbrella of BDSM. Now, a lot of people think BDSM and they just think whips and chains, right? That's what you go to, whips and chains, a lady in a leather outfit spanking somebody, right? That is part of it, but BDSM is this huge umbrella that covers so much other stuff, right? So B, bondage, D, dominance, S, sadism, and M, masochism, right? So bondage and dominance are pretty self-explanatory. Bondage is bondage. Dominance is dominance and submission. There we go. God, it's hard to talk right now. And then sadism and masochism deal with the dealing out and receiving of quote-unquote punishment. Normally that's like spanking, sensation play, things like that. So underneath all of those, though, you have other kinks, and basically it's like relationship dynamics but sexy, right? So like, take the dominance part. You have your normal like dom and sub relationship. Well, there are like thousands of variants to that dom and sub relationship, right? I myself am more of a switch. I can be submissive at times. I can be dominant at times. I like both of them. They're both a lot of fun to play those roles, to fill those needs for whoever I am interacting with, right? Some people need that. They need to be in charge. They need that submission. Some people need to be grabbed and told exactly what to do. And being able to do both of those is pretty fucking fun, right? There are a ton of kinks out there. And this is for my quote-unquote vanilla people, right? You probably have kinks, you just don't know it, right? Typically, anything outside of normal, like missionary or cowgirl or something like that, anything outside of that is going to be considered a kink, right? So if you like toes, that's a kink. If you like being spanked and choked a little bit, that's a kink. You're into S&M. That's what that is. Let's see. You like being tied up? That's bondage. Okay, you like being told what to do, that's dominance and submission. Why can I not say that word? Fuck. But anyways, all of those kinks kind of fall under that umbrella. Now, people get a little bit squeamish when they hear the word kink, right? It's, like we said at the beginning, it's viewed as abnormal, right? And it can be hard to talk about them, right? So let me look at what I've got here. I really want to stay on track and make sure that I get this out right. Okay. So first, to understand how kinks are actually normal, they are acceptable. They are, as, like I said, as long as you're safe and it's consensual and everybody's an adult, go for it, right? We got to look at where they come from. So kinks are a response to something in your psyche, to something in your past, or to something just inside you that maybe you don't even realize is there yet, right? I'll give you an example for me. Most of my kinks come from either past experiences where the person I was with tried something and I ended up really liking it, or something I've seen in adult films where I see it and I'm like, hey, that looks really cool. I want to try that. With that, I feel that I have more of like an adventurous kind of style. I'm open to try anything about three times. First, you know, I want to try it. Second, to make sure I either liked it or didn't like it. And third, I got to really make sure, you know what I mean? But I'm open to trying most things, you know. It's hard to get me to say no. And that sounds weird. It makes me sound like super fucking horny pervert. It's not really the case. It's just, I love trying new things. I love being adventurous. I love branching out. I'm all about that unconventional thing. Case in point, my other podcast, I am a blue collar blue dot from the state of Oklahoma. Nothing about that is normal. Nothing about that is what you would expect from looking at me or talking to me. But that's the way I like it. I don't want to be read. I'm not a book. So, but yeah, so my kinks, most of them come from experience or, like I said, something that I've seen that I'm like, hey, I want to try that. Also with that, I keep finding new things that I really, really fucking enjoy, you know. I'm not going to talk a lot about them on here just because, one, I do like to be a mystery. I like to leave some things to the imagination. But two, a lot of those kinks are private, right? They're between me and the person that I share those kinks with. So, but, you know, most of them have come from experience or viewing, and I have found those and found that I really, really fucking enjoy them. But kinks, like I said, can also be a response to something in your psyche, something from your past. You know, I read somewhere the other day that people that like S&M, that are really into it, were probably, you know, spanked a lot as a child. People that like dominance or, you know, submission, they typically have some kind of that power in their life, and they want either the opposite or more of it, right? So for instance, with me, whenever I am playing that submissive role, I am in a position of power at work, and my work is 66% of my time. It's, you know, it's the majority of my time. Being in that position of power and having to make those decisions and having to tell everyone else what to do, sometimes I just want to give that up, right? Sometimes I don't want to do that. Sometimes I don't want to make the decisions. And being able to release that power in such an intimate way, it makes my soul happy. You know, it's not even just about getting my jollies off. It heals something inside of me to be able to say, no, you tell me what to do, right? You guide me through all of this, and I'm going to do exactly what you say, and we'll go from there, right? So I say all that to say, your kinks are worth exploring, right? The things that you think you might be into, it's worth exploring. And it doesn't make you strange. It doesn't mean that you have this checkered, troubled past. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with your brain. It just means that, hey, you might like things that other people might not necessarily like, and that's okay. Like I mentioned, I like things that a lot of people would probably say, what the fuck? And, you know what? We're all safe. We're all consensual. We're all adults. And that means that we get to have a good time. And don't yuck my yum, goddammit. So just like that, just like I said about myself, your kinks are okay. It's okay for you to have them. And my monogamous people, having kinks is not a bad thing. Or my vanilla people. I don't know why I said monogamous. My vanilla people, having kinks is not a bad thing, right? It's totally okay. They are worth exploring. Now, how do we go about exploring these kinks? How do we go down that road? How do we open up that conversation? The only advice that I have for you is just do it. I asked Heather this question. I said, how do I communicate to you whenever I want to try something? And she said, you just ask me, or you just show me and say, I want to try that. And it's true. Like, I'll find a video, or I'll find a story, or I'll find something where I can show her and be like, hey, this is fucking hot. I want to try it. Or, you know, I'll ask her like, hey, you might not be into this, but you might, what do you think about this? And that, like, building up to that is pretty hard for me, honestly. Like, there are things that I have found that I'm into where I will sit on it for a while before I talk to her, because I'm thinking, what is she going to think whenever I tell her this? What is she going to think whenever I say that, hey, I think I'm into this. I'd like to try it. Or, hey, I think I'm into this. Can you send me this picture or this video? So, you know, something like that. I sit on that for a long time because I'm worried about what she's going to say, even though her response every time up to now has been positive every single time. You know, she'll either say, okay, yeah, let's try it. Or, you know, that's not my thing, but, you know, maybe I'll do it for you. Or, you know, she'll say, that's not my thing, but hey, if you can find somebody that will do that, I'll cheer you on. So I don't know why I sit on stuff so long. It's kind of part of the process at this point. Eventually I'll get up the courage and I'll just be like, fuck it, and say, hey, babe, I want to try this. It's hard to get there, though. So if you are struggling bringing up your kinks or your desires with your partner, I totally get it. You know, I understand. I do too. but at some point you got to do it. We talk about having difficult conversations on here, and that is a difficult conversation, even though it's not one that's going to cause like strife. It's not going to cause anything like that. It could cause, feelings of rejection, say like you bring up a kink to your partner and they react negatively to it. That could bring up a feeling of rejection, could bring up some bad feelings. So we don't want that, right? We always want to be treated nicely by our partner. So going into that, it's very important that when your partner brings something like that up, something that they think they might be into, try to have an open mind. This lifestyle is all about being open-minded. You can't have a closed mind and have a good time in the lifestyle. It just doesn't fucking work. So when your partner comes to you and says, "Hey, I think I want to be tied up in front of 100 people and, spanked." Hey, maybe I might not be into that, but I'll try it for you. I'll give it a shot, or I can do that for you to give you that, or I'll cheer for you if you can find somebody that will do that for you. You know what I mean? So, the conversation is delicate, right? Those feelings of rejection can be rough on a relationship. They really can. They can cause feelings of, kind of resentment, things like that. It can make those conversations a lot more difficult in the future. If you do, say you bring up a kink to your partner and their immediate response is, "Ew, no." Well, I'm not going to want to bring up anything else to you that I might be into in the future because that was your initial reaction to this thing, right? I have heard stories a lot of people going in with their tamer kinks, right? I'm not going to say we all, but I definitely have some of my stuff that's a little tamer, that more people might be used to. And then I have some stuff that is a little bit more out there. But I have heard stories with Heather. She can tell you, like, I'm just like shotgun blasting this stuff. That's my approach to this is, hey, I like this. Let's try this. And I kind of caveman it a little bit. But there are people that are a little bit more tactful about it that, lead softly. Right. And that's an approach. It surely, has got to work in some cases. But the danger there is, like I said, if you come in with this, tamer kink that you have and your partner is immediately like, "Ew, no, well, now I'm definitely not going to bring up this other shit." Right. Even though their initial reaction to that was negative, they might be into some of the other stuff you're into. They're just not willing to talk about it yet. So those conversations are hard. My best advice to you is just to have them, right? And then if you are on the receiving end of this, your partner comes to you and says, "Hey, I want to tell you this thing that I'm into. Would you be open to trying it?" Don't immediately react negatively, right? Make sure that your response is reassuring. Make sure that your response is soft. Make sure that your response lets them know that they can bring this stuff to you, that they can approach you with these ideas or, these questions. And you'll react in a way that, even though you might be, rejecting that idea, you're still reacting in a way that supports them, right? You're still being supportive of their trust in you to be able to be that safe space, right? And politics has ruined my idea of that word, of those words, right? Safe space. We always hear it in a negative light. Oh, you need your safe space and your teddy bear. Well, you should be a safe space for your people, right? 100% you should be. You should be your people's safe harbor. And you definitely want to be that for your partner, especially when it comes to matters like this. This is deeply personal. It's very, very intimate whenever you're sharing these things. And feeling that you can be safe to share that part of yourself is incredibly important for any relationship, with your friends, with your partners, whatever it may be. To be able to peel back that layer and shut down those walls in order to reveal, hey, this is vulnerable. This is me putting myself out there. What do you think? It means something whenever your partner can do that for you. So just know, I can't speak for all partners, but I can say that you might get lucky, right? I got incredibly lucky. I have a woman that is a lot kinkier than she lets on. but I don't think that she knows it yet. Her response almost every time that I bring something up is either, well, we can try it. Or if she knows that she's not into it, she'll say, I will be your cheerleader. Find someone to do that for you. And it's fucking awesome. Like, it's a great feeling. She reassures me every time I bring her anything. And I'll be honest with you. I'm thinking about one right now that I recently discovered that I'm into. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, hey, I sit on this stuff for a while. I let it mull in my brain. I think about, hey, do I really want to bring this up? Or is it something that, you know, I'm not sure that I'm into? You know, how badly do I want to try this thing out? And I'll mull on it and I'll think about it. And you know what? I just got to talk to her about it. It's one of those things, like I'm telling you guys, just talk to your people, talk to your partner and be vulnerable with them. Be open with them. Partners, be soft, be reassuring, be accepting. Yeah. So again, I just want to let everybody know that weird is a bad word, right? I don't like that word. I hate that word. I hate normal, right? I don't like that word either. They're both made up words to keep you in a box. Don't be in the box, be outside the box, right? Don't be ashamed of the things that you are into. Right. And anybody that has these kinks can tell you it doesn't mean that you're damaged. Right. I don't have to have a taser in my nutsack and be choked at the same time in order to, you know, to experience that magic moment. Right. I don't like a taser in the nutsack. Don't think that. But I do enjoy the things that I enjoy, but I don't have to have them in order to experience the experiences that I do. Right. It's just something else that I enjoy. It's something additional. So your kinks don't mean that you're broken. Your kinks don't mean that you are desensitized to quote unquote normal. Your kinks just mean that you like something else. You have a variety of things that you're into, and that's totally okay. As long as you're safe, as long as everyone involved is safe, as long as everyone involved is of legal age, an adult, and as long as everything going on is completely consensual through all parties involved, as long as you check those three boxes, you're good to go, right? Like what you like, chase what makes you happy. Okay. Chase experiences, chase that epinephrine high or that dopamine high, and just roll with it, right? Life is about experiences. We are not born to pay bills and die. That's not what life is, right? It's not living, okay? It's breathing air. It's letting your heart beat. It's going through the motions, but it's not living. We are put on this earth to experience things. So if you want to experience these kinds of things, go for it, okay? Have those conversations with your partner and go for it. There's nothing wrong with you. You are accepted, you are loved, and by God, you should feel that way. So we are about out of time. I know that listening to me jabber on for 30 minutes at a time is rough. I'm trying to get better at recording by myself. I think I did better on this one than I did on the last one. I'm definitely doing good there. Trying to work a little bit more on my cadence, my rhythm, my speed, and I'm getting there. But you know, this one was another short one. Unfortunately, Heather is down and out with an illness, or she left and hurt me and the dog. You choose. But I have a feeling she will be back next week. I talked to her earlier and she is already on the mend. I will be home next week, so we will be back in the studio together. And we will have a full blown episode for you then. Also want to mention that the Blue Collar Blue Dot podcast is officially out. I will be recording episodes on Saturdays and they will drop on Sundays. I want to do that so that I can capture the entire previous week. And guys, this week is going to be all about catching up from January to now, right? I have got a note started in my phone that goes over everything I want to talk about on the podcast. I have to scroll like four or five times before I even hit the bottom, and it's Thursday right now, right? So we still have more time to get through. And yeah, I think that's going to be the best way to keep up to date on what's going on. That's going to be the best way to get you the most content possible. But like I said, recording those episodes on Saturdays, releasing on Sundays. There is a trailer out right now, kind of a little bit of a breakdown about who I am, why I think the way that I think, why I vote the way that I vote. And I don't know, that one was, I'm gonna be real honest with you here. That one was tough. Okay. It was my first really hand at recording an entire episode with no other ideas, with no outside, with no outside help, like Heather's scripts or anything like that. It was just, hey, I've got this idea. I want to run with it. Let's see what I can do. I hadn't practiced any of my speaking. I hadn't practiced what I was going to say at all on the podcast. On this one, I've practiced several of these sections several times, and you can see I still jumbled them, right? But on that one, I didn't practice at all. Guys, I got a 10-minute episode out of that. I went through everything I wanted to talk about so goddamn fast, and I left out so fucking much. For some reason, when I sit down at this microphone, I feel pressure, right? I feel like, oh my God, I got to get through this, and I got to get through this, and I got to get to the next point. But that's not the case, right? I've got to work on being more conversational, even though there's nobody else sitting here with me. Yeah, we're going to focus on that. We're going to really dial that in, and you guys are going to go on that journey with me. But look for it, the Blue Collar Blue Dot podcast, out now on all streaming platforms. And you will have a new episode coming this Sunday. I'm really looking forward to it. I have been excited about this for a while, and I'm really excited to kind of put myself out there a little bit more. I feel like this episode tonight was me putting myself out there pretty hard. And I appreciate you guys for being there with me for that. I appreciate you for accepting me. I appreciate you for listening to me ramble for as long as I have. Don't forget to leave us a review, give us a 5-star rating wherever you're listening and on all of the other platforms if you have the time. That would be awesome. We are always looking for new listeners. We are always looking for a rise in the podcast charts. Now, the reason that we want new listeners is twofold. We get ad revenue. You've heard the ads in this episode here. More listeners means more money. More money means that I can quit this stupid fucking job and start doing this full time. That would be so fucking awesome. I want to do that so goddamn bad. But also, more listeners means more questions. And we fucking love answering questions. That is one of the highlights of doing this, is we have questions that come in, we get to talk about them, we get to answer them as best we can, and makes us feel all happy, like butterflies are flying around inside of us in a good way, right? Not like nervous butterflies, but happy butterflies with smiley faces and shit. So more listeners means more questions, means more happy. So let's make that happen. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, get us up in those charts, and let's make it where I can quit my job and start doing this full time. So that's about it for today. I don't think that I've got anything else. Just remember, until next time, love yourselves because we love you. Okay, thanks. Bye.